Matthew chapter 28. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to visit the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He has risen from the dead, just as he said it would happen. Come and see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were frightened, but also filled with great joy. And they rushed to get to the disciples and give them the message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them. Good morning, folks. And they ran to him, grabbed his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." So we can stop being afraid about everything, right? The Bible tells us that nothing ever, no matter who, no matter what, no matter where, nothing will ever separate you or me or anyone else from God's love. That's right, the love of Jesus Christ. So keep that in mind each and every day. So everywhere you go, you're never without love. And that love was exhibited through Jesus Christ when he gave his life for each and every one of us, so that we could be set free, so that we could be forgiven. Anybody need forgiveness this morning? I need it every morning, every day, and sometimes rarely late at night too. And we have it. We've been given it. The grace of God, the mercy of God was shown when Jesus died on the cross. He also defeated death. There's no such thing as death. It's just a doorway from here to eternal life when our time comes. The word shows us and proves to us that Jesus was resurrected from the dead. And the rest of us are resurrected too. And sometimes we're resurrected in the present moment. We've been through some things, haven't we? You've been through some stuff. Yeah. Yes. I'll say it in a nice way, stuff. Yeah. Yes. Some things and circumstances in our life can cause us to feel as though we're in darkness, can feel as though all hope is gone, to feel as though that we just can't make it another minute, another moment, another day, that we just can't seem to go on, that is sometimes when our people around us sometimes reject us or cause us pain or sorrow or hurt. When we go through life circumstances and situations, we can often feel alone, can we not? Yes. Oh no. Jesus is there in the midst of it all. Just as he met those women, as he had left that tomb earlier in the morning, they didn't quite get there in time. He had already been risen. He was already alive. And he was awaiting them. He was awaiting them so he could give them the confidence and the assurance and the faith and the knowledge that he, in fact, had risen from the dead. And that they no longer needed to be afraid of death. They no longer needed to be afraid of anything to try to hold them down. For all the obstacles that block our way sometimes, as that stone had done, Jesus himself moved that out of the way, and the angels came and ministered to him and glorified God in that. But he wanted to make sure those women knew that he in fact had risen. And he wanted to make sure those women would go and tell others that he had risen. So that hope became alive that morning. So that everlasting life came that morning that Jesus rose from the dead. And he's only one of all the thousands that have risen since that. And for those of us that have gone through dark times and times and when we've been entombed by some of the circumstances in our life, when things have been obstacles, have been in front of us, and we just couldn't seem to move them out of the way, God sends his spirit and opens up doors for us, moves those stones of obstacles out of our way, the obstructions in our lives get moved, and suddenly we come out of our tomb, and there we are. Right there, called out by Jesus to a new life, a new way, and gives us hope again that life does go on. It is transformed moment by moment, all the time. We are not the same today as we were last week, last year, 3 years ago. In fact, 3 years ago, I think none of you were here. Oh, we weren't even here. Where? 2 years ago, sorry. I've lost so much track of time, I have no idea what year it is right now even. But I know it's the year of the Lord. I know it's always God's timing and God's way that things move out of our way and people are healed and restored and given new life in all parts of it all the time. That I know. I knew we'd be back here one day. Didn't know when, but here we are. Because that's how God operates. That's how God operates. So if you're in a place right now that you need some movement in your life, if you need something moved out of your way, it begins right here, right now, through this message. And you can hold on always to the faith and the trust that God is the God of miracles and new life. And always helps us through circumstances. We never stay in any one place ever. Look where you are today. You were home earlier, right? See? Point proven right there. You were asleep not that long ago. Remember that? Some of you are still asleep, but needless to say. Yes, yes. And some of us want to be asleep right now. But no, we're here because God moved us out of where we were to where we are. And yet we're not where we're going to be. There's always a future with God. There's always something better coming, always something on the horizon. Just as the sun rose this morning and brought the light from the darkness, we rise out of circumstances always, and there's always a sunrise in all of our lives. And it may not happen at 7 a.m. every day. It may happen at midnight when suddenly the sun rises in you. The Son of God rises in you and gives you new hope and gives you a way out of where you are. So we have hope, don't we?
Yes.
We have faith, don't we?
Yes.
And we trust that God has given us all another day of a new opportunity to live a brand new life. Not the life we lived before right now, but the new life that's yet to come upon us. God has plans for us. Good plans, beautiful plans, wonderful plans. But it's our job and our opportunity and also our challenge some days to walk in that plan, to walk in the light, to walk in hope, to walk in the new places that you don't know what's going to be there. But God knows what's going to be there, right?
Yeah.
Just as Jesus told those women, tell the disciples to meet me in Galilee. Galilee was a way far away from Jerusalem where Jesus had been buried. But that's where God was going to meet those disciples, right? So God's got a way far away that some of us have to go yet. But we're going somewhere. And guess what happens? He opens up the way for us. He is the way. And so he opens it up for us so that we can find our way. And if you'll just listen to the voice of God so often in your inner self, and you listen to what the scriptures tell you, the word of God, that he's going ahead of you. God is always going ahead of us. He led the Israelites out of Egypt and he went ahead of them. They crossed the Jordan and he went ahead of them. And so your future is ahead of you. And guess who's ahead of you, making the way possible? God himself. That should give you an awesome, beautiful feeling of exhilaration this morning.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. We're getting there. We're waking up now. Yeah, we're getting there. You can be excited. You can be excited about new life. You can say, I don't know what's on the horizon, but my God's got plans for me, and I can't wait to get there. We all get entombed sometimes, don't we? Sometimes the things that have happened to us, the hurt and the pain, some of the things that the sorrows we've gone through, some of the losses we've gone through, some of the places that we've been. And we think sometimes that's as far as we can get, and we stay there sometimes too long, don't we? Yeah. But guess what? The tomb's been open. You can come out now. I'm going to jump back to Matthew again just one more moment. In Matthew chapter 27, Jesus, when he died and shouted again and released his spirit, at that moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split apart, and tombs opened. Amen. Tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead when Jesus resurrected. They left the cemetery after the resurrection. See, obviously they had already been taken out of the tomb, right? And guess who was around that garden when Jesus rose from the dead? Who were the first people that saw him? Not Mary Magdalene, not Mary the mother of James, not Peter, not John. All those old dead bodies that had been raised from the dead came out of the cemetery, out of their tombs, when Jesus resurrected. He said, come out of your tomb. It's time to live again. So he was the first to be resurrected, and he resurrected everybody else right in that cemetery. Did you know that's what the scripture said? Wow, yeah. And then they went into the holy city of Jerusalem and appeared to many people. Imagine those people when they saw, whoa, you're back? Where you? I thought you were dead and buried. You know, sometimes people think we're dead and buried, right? Sometimes people think we had, you know, we're down and out and we can never rise again. Some people think that some things that go on in our lives, that's the end of us. Oh no, it's just the beginning of us. Always, always, always. And so they left and appeared to many people. And guess what they didn't wear when they went there? Those grave cloths. Those grave cloths, those grave clothes that bind us and hold us back and keep us dead. It's time to be free of those things, is it not? Yes. It's time to put your grave clothes down today, because you have been forgiven. You have new life in Christ. And God is calling each and every one of you out of your cemetery experience right here, right now. Yes. Right here, right now. So the question is, when you're called out of that tomb, when you see Jesus and he meets you and he says, come out of the tomb, come on with me, we're going into the light. We're going to go tell people we rose again, that we're new and alive and we have a brand new life and everything's changed. What are you going to do about that, folks?
Run
like heck. See, we Christians, we must run and tell people. We serve a risen Savior. We have a God who's way alive. And that God lives in us, each and every one of us. And we are empowered every day to live the fullest life there is. But some of you, to be honest, you don't always live that great abundant life, do you? You think, oh, I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy. Out of the tomb you come. We're calling you out of the tomb, out of the darkness and depression, into light and exuberance and joy, no matter what your circumstances are. And let me tell you something else. Don't listen. I've been out of my tomb for so long, I don't even remember what it looks like. tell you this, I am not ever going back there. It's too dark, it's too dreary, it's too damp, and it's too lonely. And it stinks bad, you're right. You've been to my tomb. Say, life is to be lived to the fullest. I want you to grab it today and make the most out of it. We have seen in the last couple of years when we've lost so many people to COVID and other diseases, and we continue to lose people because they will die in the natural. But we also know that when they have Jesus Christ, they will live eternally, right? Yes. They've been resurrected a second time, right?
Yes.
But in the meantime, we've seen transformation happen, have we not? But it's up to you this morning. God is calling you out of your tomb. As Jesus stepped out and he said, go tell my brothers I'm alive. And in the same process, he also said, don't be afraid anymore, especially of death. And so let's all live our life to the very fullest. Can I get that commitment today?
Yeah.
We'll get the names later. Okay. I guess what I want to say is this. You no longer need to be in a place of sorrow, despair, depression, or death, or doom. You don't have to be there anymore. You've been set free. Guilt and shame were put on the cross. You no longer have to feel guilty. You can be free to live your life to the very fullest. You want to do that this morning?
Yes.
Then I can stop preaching pretty soon. Listen, throughout our lives, I know this is true. God calls us out of all kinds of tombs, all kinds of situations, all kinds of circumstances for us all. And he calls you all by name, every last one of you. He knows the very hairs on your head. He knows you intimately and loves you amazingly. And he even knows you, and he loves you anyway. But here's the thing, he knows you by name. And I know there are going to be times today, tomorrow, and in the future when you're going to be back in some place that you don't want to be and you feel stuck again. But you know what's going to happen to you? God's going to call your name. And you're going to do what?
Run
out of that tomb. Run out of that place. Walk ahead to follow him into the next part of your future, wherever, however, and whatever that turns out to be for you. So today is the day we celebrate the risen Savior. But most importantly, let's live that way, the way he wants us to live, as risen people, just like he rose. We're leaving the cemetery today.
Yes.
We're leaving the cemetery today.
Okay.
And you're moving to new life, and go tell and show other people. Listen. No one wants to follow someone who's down and depressed and feels as though they're stuck. But they certainly will follow somebody who says, hey, I have a new life because of Jesus Christ. And I'm full of love. And I'm full of joy. And I can't wait to see what God's doing next. Don't you want to follow a person like that?
Yes.
Well, be that person. And then many people will follow you to that awesome, beautiful place that Jesus has for us all. Amen.